Jazz grew up in America's cities. Basement clubs with subways rumbling, clinking glasses, horns and sirens in the distance. It's the soundtrack to some of the music's most famous recordings. But there's a place in the Canadian Rockies where 360-degree views of mountains and the wind in the trees inspire a different kind of jazz.
This beautiful, wide landscapes, open, airy, and spacious.
The Banff Center is an arts program in Alberta, Canada that's been around since the 1930s. For decades, it's offered residencies and workshops for jazz, and it's where trumpeter Ingrid Jensen first studied with her idol, Kenny Wheeler.
It was mind-blowing because I got like one-on-one time with him every day.
Kenny Wheeler was a trumpeter, flugelhorn player, and composer from Toronto.
There was this whole other sound and soul that I immediately identified with in Kenny.
Ingrid Jensen's from Canada, too. And to her, Wheeler's music embodied that landscape she grew up in.
And there's that similar, like, mistiness and appreciation for gray and fog. And I think that runs through the music and through our feelings about just hanging and being together.
Now Ingrid lives in New York. But when Kenny passed away at 84 years old, she headed back out west to pay tribute to her idol where she first discovered his music. I'm Christian McBride. This hour on Jazz Night in America, we head to Seattle to record trumpeter Ingrid Jensen and Seattle-based saxophonist Steve Tressler as they honor an understated and unsung master of modern jazz, Kenny Wheeler.
It's such a privilege to just dabble with the melodies and changes of the great late Kenny Wheeler.
They brought their band to the Royal Room, a Seattle venue that the pianist Wayne Horvitz started for local musicians to play and experiment. Let's kick things off with Wheeler's tune, Everybody's Song But My Own, originally recorded in 1987 on the album Flutter By Butterfly. This is Ingrid Jensen and Steve Tressler, joined by Jeffrey Keyser on piano, John Wecon on drums, and Martin Vind on bass.
Thank you.
was Everybody's Song But My Own, composed by Kenny Wheeler and played by Ingrid Jensen. She was joined by Jeffrey Keyser on piano, John Wecon on drums, Martin Vind on bass, and Steve Tressler on tenor sax. Like Ingrid, Steve also came across Wheeler up at Banff.
I was maybe 15 or 16, hearing more traditional straight ahead, bebop and swing, so I didn't even know what to make of it. I came out of there not even sure if I liked it or not, but it was really memorable.
It wasn't until years later, when he was studying at the New England Conservatory of Music, that Steve really started getting into Kenny's work.
And a friend of mine told me, you haven't heard Kenny Wheeler's New High, it's the kind of blue of the 70s.
The 1975 New High featured some heavy musicians of that time, Keith Jarrett, Dave Holland, and Jack DeJohnette.
Just like Kind of Blue, it really redefined small ensemble dynamics.
The album was a hit, and it helped Wheeler get some more recognition and a devoted following.
His melodies are they're supremely lyrical and memorable. They're so logical, but also really unpredictable at the same time. They take these turns, like, well, it catches you off guard, but it makes so much sense.
This compositional structure is endless. These tunes, they're better than many standards, actually. You can play them in so many different ways.
He was just such a beautiful man and so kind and humble, and the music was just phenomenal. So that was a very transformative time for me, getting to work with Kenny.
But even with his newfound success, Wheeler was always shy and self-deprecating, more of a musician's musician than a star. Here's Wheeler talking about it in a 2002 interview for the website Artist House Music.
I spent about 20 years trying to play strict bebop. And although I love it, it's my root, I could never do it. I don't know why, but... And then I found out about this place where these young guys were playing this new funny music. So I went along to listen one night, and I hated it on sight. But I went back a couple of times, and then they eventually said, do you want to sit in? I said, well, why not? So I just went berserk on the trumpet for about 10 minutes.
Over his 60-year career, Wheeler covered many styles. His obituary in the New York Times maybe says it best. Wheeler was as comfortable improvising with uncompromising avant-gardists as he was writing challenging arrangements for a big band.
Can you like to say that his music had a touch of melancholy and a touch of chaos?
In the middle of a weekend full of shows, the band also found time to record a Wheeler tribute album at the famous Robert Lang Studio, a home retrofitted into a world-class recording studio overlooking Puget Sound, where Nirvana once recorded. We'll stop by the studio when we come back on Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. Welcome back to Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. This hour, we're out on the West Coast looking at the life and legacy of Kenny Wheeler. Wheeler, who died in the fall of 2014, wasn't a household name in the American jazz scene, but he caught the attention of fellow Canadian Ingrid Jensen and Seattle-born Steve Tressler when they were young musicians, and he's been a formative influence on them ever since.
I was going back listening through his discography, going through his music, and I just felt a compelling need to play more of his music and do what I could to pay tribute to him, and just kind of off, just on a whim, I just wrote to Ingrid to say, hey, would you like to do a Kenny Wheeler concert right away? She's totally into doing it.
In between gigs at the Royal Room, they brought their tribute to Wheeler into the studio.
We are in the legendary Robert Lang Studios playing Kenny's music.
It was an intense few days, but it was also celebratory and therapeutic.
We're going to lay down as many tracks as possible.
Wheeler's death had hit them both pretty hard, and this was an opportunity to spend some time with his music. Robert Lang Studios is built into a hill overlooking Puget Sound in a picturesque town just north of Seattle. Gray skies, blue water, mountains in the distance. It's the perfect setting for the music of Kenny Wheeler, which has a lush, atmospheric, expansive quality. That sound was also brought out by ECM, the German label that released some of Wheeler's most famous albums like New High, Dear Juan, and Angel Song. There's an unhurried quality in the ECM sound that suited Wheeler's playing and compositional style. It's been described as floating, maybe because it's not grounded in a driving, rhythmic sensibility. Just listen to this track off of Angel Song. Thank you.
it sounds really pretty and quiet and ethereal once it comes out on the ECM records, and you go, oh, that's gorgeous. It's so round, and they must be playing just like sitting in little luxury recliners and making and drinking hot chocolate and, you know, eating brie. But it's really intense. And I even saw a concert once where Kenny pushed the mic off the stage because he didn't like the sound of the monitor. And then you could hear him even better. That's how loud he was playing.
All right. Have a couple more for you.
8 hours later, and back at the Royal Room, they were still going strong. This next tune starts out with Ingrid's original composition, Ingalude, which will lead into Wheeler's Foxytrot, originally recorded on the 1984 ECM release Double W. Thank you. That was Foxtrot. Before that was Ingalude, with Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and Steve Tressler on tenor saxophone, joined by Jeffrey Keyser on piano, John Wecon on drums, and Martin Vind on bass. It's a tribute to Kenny Wheeler, and we got a chance to record it live in Seattle at the Royal Room. Wheeler also got some critical acclaim for the 1997 album Angel Song with the Drummerless Quartet, Bill Frisell on guitar, Dave Holland on bass, and Lee Konitz on alto sax. Ingrid and Steve revisited a tune from this album called Kind Folk in their tribute concert at the Royal Room. Listen for that melancholy lyricism that first drew Steve and Ingrid to Wheeler's work. This is Kind Folk. Thank you. That was Kind Folk, featuring Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and Steve Tressler on saxophone, recorded live at the Royal Room in Seattle. When we come back, more music from the catalog of Kenny Wheeler. Kenny Wheeler lived a kind of musical double life as a fearless improviser playing with Europe's top free jazz musicians in the Globe Unity Orchestra and with the American free jazz player Anthony Braxton.
One of those players that you just know it's him the instant you hear him, no matter what kind of context he's in, whether he's playing, you know, his own music or whether he's playing something really avant-garde or he's playing on a jazz standard.
We got a chance to talk to the Brooklyn-based Canadian composer and band leader Darcy James Argue, who has written about Wheeler's unique voice and lasting impact on jazz.
You know, that is also probably where he's being most influential. You don't have to put yourself into one of these camps. You don't have to fit into these boxes. That everything is more fluid than that.
He says, at a time when there was a fierce and highly partisan rift between the improv scene and the mainstream jazz world, Kenny showed everyone how to bridge the divide.
You know, when he was playing over changes, he would try to play free. And when he was playing free, he would really try to play melodically.
He considered them complementary. His ability to draw from both is essential to his sound.
He was such a composer when he was playing. He wasn't, at least in my opinion, I don't think he was ever going for like the hip note or the cool idea. I think everything was a response to what he set the band up with rhythmically and harmonically and melodically, and then he was just taking another journey of composing over top of that.
Even though his writing and phrasing could be somewhat idiosyncratic, it was still rooted in bebop and post-bop traditions, which you can hear on his composition, Old Time.
Kenny's music always relates to the time, and you can hear it, but it relates in a sort of at a level of remove. Sometimes, you know, he knows where it is and deliberately plays over or around or on top or behind where the pulse is.
Wheeler recorded the song for the last time in December of 2013 for the Songs for Quintet album, just 9 months before he passed away.
I've been listening to Kenny Wheeler's music since I was a teenager, and it has been a constant source of inspiration and mystery and poetry, really.
Wheeler has been described as a quietly influential artist who maybe didn't get the recognition he deserved in his lifetime. But with this weekend of concerts and the upcoming album, Ingrid and Steve are doing their part to keep his legacy alive. Now let's go out with their take on Old Time. This is Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Steve Tressler on tenor saxophone, with Jeffrey Kieser on piano, John Wecon, also known as Mr. Ingrid Jensen, on drums, and Martin Vind on bass. Thank you. And that's all for this week. Jazz Night in America is a production of WBGO, Jazz at Lincoln Center, and NPR Music. The music was recorded by Jim Wilkie and mixed by Jeremy Sterone. Special thanks to John Gilbreth of Earshot Jazz, Joey Cohn at KPLU, and Wayne Horvitz at the Royal Room. This week's episode was written and produced by Josie Holtzman. The show's editor is Rick Carr. Our senior producer is Katie Simon. Executive producers are Amy Niles, Gabrielle Armand, and Anya Grundman. I'm Christian McBride. Next week on Jazz Night in America.
My name is Joe Temperley. I'm 80. Well, according to Leonard Feather, I'm 85, but I'm really 87. I think jazz at Lincoln Center is the most fantastic undertaking that I've ever experienced.
Joe has been the anchor and foundation of our orchestra, and the depth of love we have for him can't be expressed. Respect, veneration. And we're honored to present this concert. So of course the saxophone section had to take it over because he belongs to them.
So many of us talk about the things that we've missed in our lives, missing here in Duke Ellington or this player or that player. Well, you in the House of Swing tonight, you're gonna get to hear Joe Temperley play. This is gonna be something unforgettable.
Tonight we celebrate one of our own, a man that we all love dearly.
My legacy is just to play as well as you can, and you know, to enjoy music, that's all.
The one, the only Joe Temperley.
That's next on Jazz Night in America.